Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is June 23rd. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're reading through the Bible. Kids from all around the world gather together here to hear from God's Word. Stories from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 27 through 42. And then we finish our reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Now Jesus hadn't eaten in a while, and the disciples thought he must be getting hungry. But what kind of food was important to Jesus? Let's read and find out from John chapter 4. His disciples came back. They were shocked to find Jesus talking to a woman. But none of them had the nerve to ask, "What do you want with her?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something." But Jesus replied, "I have a kind of food you know nothing about." "Did someone bring him food while we were gone?" the disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest, but I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants, another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest." Many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, "He told me everything I ever did." When they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for many more to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world." What a great story. I love that this woman went and told people. And it's interesting, she told them the message about Jesus, but it was all somehow arranged around the things that she had done in her own life that Jesus knew about. And Jesus knew a lot of the bad things she did, and yet somehow he was able to extend forgiveness to her and his very life to her. And she was made new. Amazing. When Jesus talks about food, he wasn't referring to the kind of food that we eat. Instead, Jesus is talking about spiritual food. What kind of food is that? Well, for Jesus, it meant doing God's will. As humans, we need food to feed our bodies, but we also need spiritual food to grow as Christians. We feed our soul as we obey God, as we read his word, as we spend time in prayer. In fact, we're feeding our souls right now as we listen to his word. This is what Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 says. "God humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God." From Deuteronomy chapter 8. Well, friends, let's keep feeding our soul. Let's feed our soul with God's word. Let's feed our soul by doing God's will. Let's feed our soul by rejoicing in all that God has done and telling others about this Jesus who knows everything we've ever done, and yet he loves us all the same. Wonderful. Well, we've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, you go forward eating God's food, and you go forward knowing this, that you, my friend, are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.